so we're all breathing, and it's, you know, I might say something like I breathe, or I am breathing, but I think a more accurate way to say is actually I am breathed, or life is breathing me, I am being breathed, is actually a more accurate statement of what's happening. Life is absolute. Breath is absolutely essential to life. It's so essential that in a way we could say life is breath and breath is life. And if you've ever been at a birth or a death, that's very immediate. We know that in those crucial moments, we know how important the breath is. I've got a little joke here, about the breath. A woman goes into a hairdresser's to get her hair cut, and she's got these ear plugs in her hair, in her ears, around her head and in her ears. Or maybe they're those ones that go this way. Doesn't really matter. But anyway, she's got these plugs in her ears, and she goes to the hairdresser, and they sort out what sort of haircut she's going to have. And the hairdresser asks her to take the plugs out of her ears, and she says, "No, absolutely not. Under no circumstances am I going to take them out. They have to stay in my ears." So the hairdresser's makes it a little bit more tricky, but he goes ahead and he cuts her hair. And while he's cutting her hair, she gets so relaxed she falls asleep. So she begins to relax in the chair. And so he thinks, "Oh, you know, I'll pull them out. It'll be all right. I'll just take them out. It'll make my job easier." So he takes the earplugs out of her ears, and he carries on cutting her hair for a little while. And then after some time, she starts to kind of slump, and he wonders what's going on. So he sort of comes around and takes a look at her, and she's died. This woman's died. And obviously he's very, "What's going on here?" So he picks up the earplugs and puts them in his ears, and they're saying, "Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out." So I quite like that joke. It came to mind to me when I was thinking about the breathing, because actually we don't need to do that, do we? We don't need an instruction all the time to breathe in, to breathe out. Breathing is so crucial to life that actually our body takes care of it. The autonomic nervous system makes us breathe. Yeah, we don't need to think about it like that woman, fortunately. We don't need to remember about it. But having said that, bringing our awareness to our breath has got huge benefits, and we're going to be really working with that this week. It's got an incredible potential for energy, for health, for centering, for grounding, for working with stress, pain, and much more besides that. In some ways, I think the breath, I work as a yoga teacher, and I often think it's a kind of untapped resource for well-being. You know, you go to the doctor and you're given medicines, but wouldn't it be amazing if you went to the doctor and you were given breath practices? That would be, you know, it's a bit like it's a natural medicine that is there with us all the time, if we can begin to remember it. So I'm going to start saying a few things about why. These are very obvious things that we're known to all of us, but why we work with the breath. So the first thing is, it's always with us. Wherever we go, the breath is always with us. And if we bring our awareness into the breath, it's now. So we're always, always breathing now. It's not possible to breathe for tomorrow or for yesterday. It's always in the present moment. So it's a real anchor into the moment. It's always now. And our breath is, certainly this is in keeping with the yoga tradition, is our main renewable source of energy. It's how we can replenish, revitalise and renew our energy. That's how we do that, and it's always available to us. There's in many traditions, the word for vital energy, prana in yoga, or chi, is linked, very, very intimately linked to the breath. And it's particularly in the terms of the work we're doing here, is we can really work with the breath in turn when we at times of stress or pain or difficulty in life. Because what we tend to do, when we did that contracting, did you feel how your breath was restricted? Yeah. So probably unconsciously, habitually, what we all do around pain or difficulty or stress is we tense, yeah? And that has an effect of restricting our breathing, which creates further restriction and tension. So we're in this sort of cycle of pain or discomfort, whether it's physical, emotional, whatever pain. We then restrict, we tighten, literally tighten around it. And in that tightening, we create more pain and tension and restriction. So what we can do with the breath is we can use the breath as a way to interrupt this cycle of contracting around our distress or our pain or our discomfort. We can use the breath to soften, to open to our experience. And you know, it's in a way that's kind of counterintuitive. But as we'll find, as I'm sure many of you know, it is actually really, really effective. So in a way, it's quite, in some ways, protecting oneself against pain seems quite a sensible thing to do, but it really doesn't work. So if we can work with the breath to open, to soften, to open up to life. And I've even read research that shows people when they're typing, they're just typing on a keyboard, there's a certain amount of contraction and tension that's just habitual and unconscious happening there. And then the breath it connects us to all of life. That's what I liked about what Sadhananda said, you know, there's the air outside and it enters my body and it becomes what I might call my breath. But a moment ago it was something outside, something other than me becomes something that's in me and that is me. And all of life is breathing, birds, plants are photosynthesizing. So we're in this interaction with all of life. It's kind of opening us up to that. So in a sense, I think the breath is also a sort of opening, a doorway into everything other than breath. Everything. It can open us up to the whole of life. There's a lovely image of a wave washing up a seashore, and it kind of rises up the beach and differentiates itself as a wave, and then it falls back in, just falls back, and it becomes part of the sea. And I think that's the same with us, with our breath. You know, we take in the air, it becomes us, and then we give it back. And I suppose from the Buddhist point of view, it's the opening up towards wisdom or insight, where the idea of who we are begins to change, and we begin to let go of this sense of a kind of me. But we can begin to get sense that the breath can even take us towards the awareness of that. So there are a few things about, you know, why we come onto the breath and why we're working with the breath.